it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Blitz. Mahomes over the middle. Kelce. Oh, it's picked off. It's Makuba who's got it. And room to run. One man to beat. Oh. And he's taken out. Andrew Makuba, the rookie from Texas, on the bounce off of Kelce. And a huge play for the Eagles.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Kevin Burkhardt and Tom Brady with the call yesterday on Fox. I don't want to hear this music. I'm not in a good mood. Bring it down. That music is reserved for when, like, we're happy, we're celebrating football. I got a lot I'm upset about as a result of this Chiefs-Eagles game yesterday. And I want to start with something that actually, like, does have something to do with the result of the game, but also doesn't. It just goes to show how ludicrous and asinine all of you idiots sounded like last year when, after every Chiefs game, especially, and this is not like a defense of the Kansas City Chiefs, it's a defense of intelligence, especially after the divisional round game against the Texans, where you would have thought like the Kansas City Chiefs were like a team of terrorists with the way that game went. They win the game, and all you hear anyone say afterwards, oh my God, roughing the passer calls on Mahomes. Like, Mahomes is begging for calls. The Chiefs get all the calls. Everyone's biased towards the Chiefs. People hate the Chiefs more than they hated the Patriots and the Belichick-Brady, which, like, is insane to me. Crazy. And I said it at the time. The Chiefs get all the calls. Think about it. Did you, the listener? Did you, the viewer? Did you think that last year? It seemed like everybody did. Chiefs get all the calls. They're actually bad. Wait. Hear me out. Patrick Mahomes is actually bad. Andy Reid's actually bad. And this team that makes the conference championship game at least every year, and when they lose, it's in overtime, they're actually bad. They get bailed out by the commissioner's office. And it's this huge conspiracy against the rest of the league in favor of this big market team in Kansas City. God, that was stupid. Wasn't it? And you know it was stupid? Because yesterday, and Kevin Burkhardt and Tom Brady did an awesome job, and I'm actually curious how this is going to impact things moving forward for the Eagles as far as the tush push is concerned. The Eagles ran, like, conservatively, right? I'm thinking here, like, what's the actual number? I'm going to be conservative in my estimate. 64 tush pushes yesterday? Am I too low? Was it like 80 tush pushes that they ran in the game yesterday? So the Eagles are jumping offside on these tush pushes, right? And they got the slow motion replay, proving it beyond a shadow of a doubt. And Burkhardt and Tom Brady are like, oh, I can't believe they didn't make the call. Like, look at this. Look at what's happening here. So for all the people that are going nuts last year, that the refs are in, the NFL's in the bag for the Chiefs. Not like the Yankees or the Lakers or Duke, the Chiefs. What'd you think yesterday? When the Chiefs are getting jobbed, clearly, and I don't care. I just call a spade a spade. When the Chiefs are getting jobbed by obvious missed calls by the officials. Obvious. What do you have to say now? Are you embarrassed by those takes? You should be. They were embarrassing. And enough of a stink was made yesterday by Burkhardt and Brady, and I'm not criticizing, and Dean Blandino as well in the Fox booth. Not a criticism at all. Enough of a stink was made. I think that when they run the tush push moving forward, I think that the refs are going to be laser focused on any kind of movement pre-snap. I wouldn't be shocked if they started calling false starts on these now. Like, the league clearly hates the play. Like, they wanted the play to go away. Roger Goodell wanted the play to disappear last year. They didn't have the votes. This could be the final year. And now the NFL has its reason to really police the play, which was, in this high-profile Super Bowl rematch, the referees absolutely blew it in terms of officiating the tush push. So again, I don't say this as sour grapes because I have the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl. That's not what it is. It's more just, like, how insane this was. And, like, I don't want to hear it ever again that the refs are in the bag for the Kansas City Chiefs. Now let's talk about Travis Kelce. Before I even discuss what happened in the game and the highlight that Jake played coming back from break, where Kelce, you know what, I'll hold that setup for a moment. Before we even get into that, Travis Kelce, the irony of all of this should not be lost on anyone. We are dripping with irony. We are drowning in irony. A tsunami of irony. Travis Kelce, on his podcast, saying, yeah, I need to be more focused. My head wasn't in the game when I injured my own teammate on a bad route run in the first drive of the season. I need to be more focused. Before the game starts, Travis Kelce and Tyquan Thornton also, I don't care about Tyquan Thornton. Travis Kelce is seen pregame at Arrowhead on the field doing warmups, wearing a shirt that says, free four. If you don't know what that means, it's referring to Rashee Rice, his teammate who was suspended for 6 games to start the year. Now, before we get into it, Rashee Rice seems like, I don't know him, seems like a decent young man who knows that he screwed up and took responsibility for it immediately. Took his suspension like a man and has kind of disappeared into the shadows for now. Everybody makes mistakes. I'm not looking to bury this young man or say that he can't be productive the rest of his life and be a model citizen on and off the field. This is not to say like that he's a bad person. I don't know him at all. And it seems like he's handled all of this really well. Rashee Rice, free four. Rashee Rice is not like on the trade block for the Chiefs. It's not like a Micah Parsons situation. It's not like the Chiefs aren't paying him. It's not like he's been, like, taken captive by the Russian government. Free four. Like, he's in North Korea. Free four. He was involved, like, with drag racing in a multi-car accident that left multiple people injured. Free four. Are you kidding? Does anyone think that this is ridiculous? Like, forget about that. It's ridiculous that Tyquan Thornton wore it. But then you have Travis Kelce wearing it. Yeah, I need to be more I got to be focused on the game. But let me wear this shirt saying, free my teammate who almost got people killed drag racing in the offseason last year. Free him. Like, this is some, like, miscarriage of justice that Rashee Rice is suspended. What an absolute joke and a smack in the face of anyone whose life was adversely affected by this. And again, this is not to bury Rashee Rice. Like, everyone in life makes mistakes. It's cool. Like, and no one faced the ultimate consequence. Thank God. And he can live a great rest of his life. The fact that Kelsey's like, this guy's clueless. Heads up his rear end. And now we can get to what happened on the field. Where the Chiefs, because nothing comes easy for the Kansas City Chiefs. And that may sound like sour grapes for me. It's the truth. It's this dink and dunk offense because all the explosion that we thought they were going to have this season, like Xavier Worthy's injured, didn't play in the game, and Rashee Rice is suspended. Great, like Tyquan Thornton can run really fast. He did catch a touchdown to make it 20-17. This guy is no good. Hollywood Brown's okay. Did anyone see the replay of Cooper DeJean literally, like, pushing Hollywood Brown to the ground right as a route is starting? You got to be stronger than that. Like, in that moment, he's like Bakersfield Brown. Anaheim Brown. He ain't Hollywood Brown. Sacramento Brown. Please. So the Chiefs have this long-ass drive that's freaking painful to watch. 14 plays, 74 yards, down 13-10. Second and goal from the 6. Man coverage. Mahomes knows it. And in the Mahomes-Kelce era, we've all been watching them for years. What happens in that spot, man coverage down by the goal line? Touchdown, Travis Kelce. Mahomes sees it. Delivers the ball to Kelce. Says he needs to be more focused. Should have been more focused on catching the ball. He bobbles it right into the hands of Eagles stud safety. Hashtag Howie did it again, Andrew Mukuba, who almost takes it 100-plus yards or 99 yards for a touchdown the other way, if not for an insanely athletic play and run from catch from behind by left tackle rookie Josh Simmons. And I know Jay Croucher came on the show and said he bet Josh Simmons Offensive Rookie of the Year. Honestly, they should give him Offensive Rookie of the Year for that play. Looking like prime Larry Allen chasing down a defensive player. Unbelievable by Josh Simmons to save that touchdown. Kelce catches that ball. 17-13 Chiefs. I'm not saying the Chiefs definitely win the game, but you'd feel better about their chances, right? 17-13 up or 13-10 down. And the defense finally breaks. Hurts hits Devontae Smith on that shot. Smith makes a great play. And the Eagles score. And it's 20-10. And the game's effectively over. Because the Eagles are going to just wrap themselves around you because they've got more talent, they've got better players, and they're going to boa constrictor the bleep out of you and choke the game out. And that's what happened. And Travis Kelce, you bet on this Monday on the BetMGM Network. I forgot to reset in my fury here. Travis Kelce, let's call a spade a spade, is the reason the Kansas City Chiefs are 0-2. Game one, injure Xavier Worthy running the wrong route. Do the Chiefs win if Xavier Worthy plays? Maybe, maybe not. Would have loved to have found out.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Game two, Worthy doesn't play. He drops the biggest play of the game, and not just drops it into the hands of Andrew Mukuba. 0-2. Now, the good news for the Kansas City Chiefs and for Travis Kelce is this. Coming up on Sunday, oh, man. Sunday night football at the New York Football Giants. Here is my personal guarantee for everybody. And I'll be making this bet with my money. If you don't think Travis Kelce scoring a touchdown in this game against the Giants, I don't know what to tell you. It might be the best touchdown bet of all time. Now, the odds won't be good, but it gonna happen. This will be the bounce-back game of all time for the Kansas City Chiefs offense. Maybe the Giants find. We'll talk about them later in the show, their game against Dallas. Maybe they find a way to cover. The Giants are not beating the Chiefs on Sunday night at MetLife. The Chiefs have four more games until Rashee Rice returns. Free four. What a joke. Four more games. At the Giants on Sunday night. Home Baltimore. At the Jaguars. Home Detroit. I think they need to go 3-1 over the next four games. If they can get to 3-3 with Rashee Rice coming back, I think this is a playoff team. And even if they're 2-4 when Rashee Rice comes back, I refuse to count out the Kansas City Chiefs. At BetMGM, the market is not counting out the Chiefs. The Chiefs are minus 190 to make the playoffs at BetMGM. And if you think that this is the year and the Chiefs get got and the Chiefs don't make it, you got a nice little plus money price staring you in the face at BetMGM for Kansas City to miss the playoffs. And maybe this is the year that it happens. Maybe things catch up to them and the injuries are too much and some years of substandard drafting and replenishing talent lost finally bites them in the rear end. The way I see it, as long as number 15's out there, I will never count this team out. Never. The Chiefs are going to win Sunday night at the Giants, and they'll be on their way to righting the ship. This is still a playoff team this year in the AFC. On the other side, we will talk about Joe Burrow's injury and the Cincinnati Bengals moving forward.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.